Hey guys, and welcome to this podcast episode. Before we get started, I just want to let you know that this one will be a complete audio episode. Like, there's no video to this episode. If you are still searching for it, you will not find it. So it's completely audio, and you can listen to it as you're probably doing it right now through Spotify or Apple Podcast. So this applies for now, just for this episode. And today, I just want to talk about a topic that the Lord put on my heart. So I just literally want to pour out my learnings that I made in the last few hours into you. Because I went down such a big rabbit hole, and I truly believe that so many of you guys need to hear this right now. Because when I just realized and connected the dots, I was like, wait, we all got tricked. Everyone needs to know about this. So therefore, I would say, let's get started. So the topic for today will be about the flesh. So about your sinful nature. And maybe you're right now in a situation where you're like, okay, what is the flesh? Maybe you've heard it in some Christian terms, like people are talking about the flesh, etc. And you always thought that it's simply the body. And to be very honest with you, I also thought that it's the body. So, but it's not just the body, or it's not really the body, let's say it like that. So, and the Lord literally let me go down this rabbit hole of the flesh. So it simply started by showing me books, and they were constantly talking about the flesh. I was looking into sermons, they were constantly talking about the flesh. I was speaking to people, they were constantly talking about the flesh. So, and I just realized, okay, God is literally putting the focus so much on the flesh right now. I think he wants me to do researches on that, to really go down the rabbit hole and have a proper understanding of our sinful nature. So, and this is something that I can tell you, that if God wants you to learn something, if God wants you to look deeper into something, like, he will let you know. Just if you're really, really ignorant, you will not see it. But if you have an open heart and if you're truly seeking the Lord, whatever the Lord places in front of your feet, you will see it. Like, you will see it as someone is placing something physically in front of your seat. You will see it. It's kind of like I always say to my students, when you truly believe that God is our Father, as we believe in Christianity, and let's say you're living at your father's house again, like at your parents' place, and let's say he wants you to fold the clothes, like to fold the laundries, for example, and he puts that laundry basket in front of your door, in front of your feet, literally, you know what you have to do with that laundry. It's not like, oh, why did he put the laundry in front of my feet? Like, I don't even know what I should do with it. Girl, you know exactly what you should do with that laundry. And I feel like it is with every single thing that God places in front of you. Yes, maybe some task, or I would say some little missions that he places in front of you when he wants you to do something in his name. Maybe it can also be that he places an information, even if it's just a little letter with some information, invitation, he places in front of you, and you will realize, okay, hey, God wants to tell me something. With every single thing, I truly believe that he will make you aware of what he wants you to do. So this is how I first of all got to know about this topic. So, and then I just let myself go with the flow. Like, I literally, like always, I let myself go with the flow, and I literally sat down and I just listened to what the Lord had to tell me about this topic, about the flesh. So, and before I get started, I want to explain a little bit more what the flesh is, because like I said in the beginning, I personally thought that the flesh is simply the body, so, and that's it, but it's not. So I just did my little research on ChatGPT, of course, and ChatGPT says the flesh is your fallen human nature that operates independently from God and is driven by self-centered desires. So this is your flesh. So, and you can imagine the whole thing as, because I was literally just thinking about it before, okay, hey, God, how can I explain this wall, I would say, this wall design of the human so easily that the people would get it. So you need to imagine your body is just the shell. Like, it's literally just a shell. So now I want you to imagine a person. Like a person like me and you. Imagine yourself literally just sitting somewhere. So in this person, yourself right now, as we see you there, sitting there on this seat, this is your soul. It's literally the control center of everything. Just keep the word in mind, control center. So whatever comes in, the control center is the one that says yes or no. So, and now I want you to imagine, as we all know it probably from back then, all these kids shows, etc., when we had on the left side, I would say like a little angel, and on the right side, we had a little devil that were telling us what to do. For example, the little angel is telling you, I think we should sit down and pray and spend some time with God. So this one desire, this one question goes to the person, the control center. So in the little angel, you need to imagine, is your spirit. So this is literally the God-given spirit, like the spirit that God gave you. So, and then the person, the soul, the control center is saying, I think really I should sit down and pray to the Lord and really sit down in his presence and really dig deeper into the word, etc. But then on the right side, there's like this little devil, you know, sitting on your right shoulder telling you, but you're so tired. Why would you now spend time with that? Don't you want to sit down and just relax for a minute and just watch some Netflix? Let's get some pleasure in. So, and on the right side, the devil that I just mentioned, that's your flesh. So, and this is how I personally, I understood this whole system. And it just makes totally sense. Like, when we truly believe that the flesh is your fallen human nature that operates independently from God and is driven by self-centered desire. So your flesh, and this is literally the thing that gave me, I would say, the idea to record this podcast right now. Like, I literally had it like 15 minutes before I had the idea, because I read this one thing from a book that I'm reading right now. So I just finished the book. And after I finished every book, I studied the book, something that I highly recommend you guys. So I do all my marks and then I go back to the marks and I start journaling out, or I would say kind of almost meditating on every single learning that I have marked out. Almost like I read my Bible. So it doesn't mean that I'm trying to put the Bible and some random books on the same level. But what I want to tell you with that, guys, is that I truly try to seek in the knowledge and not just to go once through it. I really want to understand it so that I can use it. So, and in my highlights, there was this one sentence from the book that I was reading. It's, by the way, the book, The 40-Day Soul Fast, Your Journey to Authentic Living. Highly recommended, super good book from Cindy Trim. She's, by the way, one of my favorites when it comes to personal development and spirituality. But yeah, what I was reading there again was, your flesh wants comfort and pleasure, but your soul and spirit desire growth and significance. So, and one thing that I just realized by reading that, I just literally just randomly, maybe it was the Holy Spirit reminding me about that, I just had again like this one statement on my mind that a lot of young people say or do, the one where we say like, hey, we only live once, YOLO, we should make the most out of it. So, and the reason why I was thinking about that is because the flesh, the fallen nature, and also your body, like your shell, it is tied to this world. So, and for me, it just makes totally sense that our flesh just wants to live in comfort and just wants to literally just consume. It just wants to have pleasure because it knows it's going to stay in this world. It's not going to go with us. it's not made for eternity. So it just makes completely logical sense that our flesh constantly reminds us to really focus on pleasure and comfort, and that it drives out of this mindset, hey, you only live once, because it truly only lives once. There is no room for our flesh in eternity. There's no room for it because it truly stays here. So, and I truly believe sometimes, like, we're always looking for these big, I would say, mind-blowing solutions to our problems. But I truly believe just by understanding basic, I would say, basic fundamentals like this, we are already capable of solving all our problems. Because me just knowing that my flesh is tied to this world, and that my flesh and my shell, my body is not coming with me, and that's the reason why I'm constantly, or my flesh is constantly having the desire for pleasure and comfort and does not want to grow and just want to have fun, because it stays here. So in this already shifts my whole perspective on every single decision that I take in my life, because it's easy for me then to recognize, hey, it's not me, it's my flesh that is driving me in this wrong direction. So, and it gives me already so much more peace, because I just know it's literally just a trap. So, and when we even go deeper into that, what I then did, that what gave me like this final conclusion to really record this podcast, because I was like, this needs to go out, is if we truly think about the mentality of you only live once, or if we just imagine a person that truly lives in this mentality. And I was also one of these people. I constantly was the one person that said, YOLO, we only live once. Let's book that flight today and let's take that bad decision because we only live once. If I truly think about me back then, I was always doing some, like literally everyone that lives along this, I would say, mentality is full of bad decisions. Otherwise you would not say that, most probably, because you already know whatever you're trying to do is most probably a bad decision. But your excuse is just, we only live once, you know. And I was reading yesterday even something, they said something along the line like, what did they say? I don't even know it anymore. Anyways, but it was such a good example of excuses. They said something along the line like, hey, an excuse is just a lie, just covered by a skin of reasons. You know, I hope that makes sense for you guys. You directly know what I mean by that. So, and this is the same thing when I think about like these, we only live once decision. Like these were impulsive decisions. These were decisions that I took where I already knew that I would most probably even regret it. And one thing that came specifically to my mind when I had this one statement on my mind while I was reading this one sentence from the book is that we tend to always then live in a rush. And a couple of days ago, I made this big realization that whenever we are acting out of a rush or out of hurry, we block God. The reason why I make the statement is because when we truly believe that God is love, like look into your Bible and you will find out that God is literally love, we will also quickly realize that love itself, like love, can't coexist with rush. Let me give you an example. Let's say you are in a relationship, so, and your and your partner are about to go for dinner. So, and you're just getting ready and your partner is rushing you. He's like telling you the whole time, like, oh, when are you ready? You always take so much time, etc., etc. You will quickly realize that there is no love in this current situation. You will quickly realize that love literally went out of the room like this. So, and this is the same thing that happens in your life when you are in rush, when you are hurrying through something. Like, there's no room for God. Like, even if you think about the very simple things that people tell you when you are about to hear God's voice, like when you ask people like, hey, how can I hear God's voice? How can I be in his presence, etc.? Like the people will tell you directly, be in stillness. listen, take some quiet time, literally be without distractions, slow down. This is what people will tell you. And I can tell you even from myself, from experience, the way how I started hearing God's voice and to really truly be in His presence was when I was doing the complete opposite of living in a rush. When I was slowing down, when I was being in stillness, when I was taking my quiet time with God, when I started to listen instead to just talk. So this is when I was truly in God's presence. And what I then realized with the conclusion about the flesh and everything like that, in the, oh, we only live one, I would say, movement that we have in this world, is that it just displays a lifestyle full of rush, because we're acting out of a lack. We're acting out of, okay, one day we will die. One day we will no longer be able to do all these things that we have right now. So therefore, we gotta make the most out of it, but more from our position of, okay, we gotta rush through it. So, and as soon as you rush through life, you will not be able to hear, see, feel God's presence. And this is a big problem that I see in our society. So, it's not a big thing to appreciate every single moment. Even me, like, I love to appreciate every single moment. I love to be in the present moment, etc., etc. But you should not do it out of a place of, okay, I could miss out and I don't have any time. Because how would you I don't even understand how we can even think that we can waste time if we know we will live for an eternity. Like, literally, especially for all my entrepreneurs that are listening to this podcast right now, like, I truly believe that there's no reason to rush. Because we will truly live for an eternity if we truly gave our life to Jesus. So, and this is what I truly believe. So therefore, there is no reason to rush through things, because I just know whenever I start rushing, I remove love. And whenever I remove love, I also remove God. So, and this is like this big, big realization that I made with the flesh. And one thing that I want to tell you guys from my experience, because I feel like this could be pretty helpful too, is you need to really be conscious who you're letting to lead yourself. So what I mean by that, so when we go back to this little, you know, this little visualization that I gave you guys in the beginning about the person, and then on the left side, there's the little angel, that's the spirit. Then on the right side, there's the little devil, that's the flesh. And then you the person itself and the shell itself. So, and you need to decide in which order you are setting all these three, because it makes a big difference. So usually, the best case, it should be that your spirit is the one leading you. Then there's coming yourself, your soul. And then there is your flesh, your body, your shell, etc., etc., etc. So this is the perfect order how it actually should be. So, and you will realize that it makes a difference. What I want to tell you with that is, for example, whenever I was fasting, I always felt how my order was directly shifting, how finally my spirit was leading and then my soul was perfectly aligned in the middle, and then there was at the last part my flesh, my body, etc., etc., etc. So, and what happened then is that I was happier, I was healthier, I was good. I was so good. I felt so much freedom than ever before. And maybe you have experienced the same thing when you're literally coming out of a fast. You're like, oh, I feel so clean. I feel so aligned, etc. Because this is the way how you should be. You know what I mean? And it's because you literally limited the flesh desires. So because you are no longer giving yourself up to the sinful nature that you have. So therefore, it makes actually a difference. So, and when you are, for example, full in your, I would say, sinful nature, when, for example, the flesh is the one leading, and then there's coming your soul, and then there's coming your spirit, this is something that you will literally just see it. Like, if you put a person in front of me, I can literally see it in which order they are, because it will also display in their life decisions. Like, most of the time you will just see that the life that you're living, it's very like logical, like it's literally like the basics of personal development, but the life that you're living is simply just a reflection of the decision that you take. And when you go deeper into that, the decisions that you take are influenced by the one that is leading. So, and if your flesh is the one leading with his sinful nature and with your, okay, we only live once mindset, etc., like it will just destroy yourself. Like, it will destroy your soul. It will destroy the I would say, the real you at the end of the day. Because like I said, it doesn't cares what happens, because it knows it will stay here. It knows it's not made for an eternity. So, and your goal should be at all costs to bring the order back into the right alignment, like spirit, soul, and then your body, your flesh, literally the shell itself. So, and one thing that I can tell you from experience that helped me personally is to really do like a deep clean. Like, that's how I call it, like a deep clean. That means like a fast. Like, this is something that I love when I see, okay, I'm so much leading myself through my flesh, like through my sinful nature. I'm literally doing like a big cut, and I'm doing a fast. I'm cutting off every single thing that is not good for me. So that means from the I would say from the diet perspective, like from the nutrition, of course, that's what we know as a fast, like cutting off like every type of food that is not good for me, or is kind of blocking my, I would say, my spiritual senses. But then also I block every single type of other sinful desire that I have when it comes to my phone, for example, social media, when it comes to parties, when it comes to all these pleasures that I know that are not there for growth and transformation. Because I think you remember the one sentence that I was reading out from the book that I want to like just connect on it, because it's also so powerful, where I said like, hey, your flesh wants comfort and pleasure, but your soul and spirit desires growth and significance. So, and one thing that directly comes, like literally plops out in my eyes, I hope that's the right English like definition of it, like it literally just, when I read this, like the word growth is on fire when I see it. Like, I don't know how to explain it otherwise. Like, you just know when there's a specific word that is not like letting you go. And this is for me the word growth in this one. Because in this book that I was reading, they also were just reflecting on the way how God created everything. And when you reflect on every single creation, it was literally made for transformation. There is nothing in this world that is stagnant. Even if you say, oh my God, there's nothing happening in my life, there's nothing happening with me, I'm stuck. There's no way that you're stuck. Every single thing is transforming and moving. And if it's in alignment with God, it's in best case transforming and moving in a positive direction that is, I would say, that is kind of like a gift to this world at the end of the day. So what I mean by that, for example, very, very basic and simple example. Let's just take a look at a tree. So a tree is not the same tree like it was yesterday. It is always growing. It's always transforming into something new and different. So for example, on the other day, there is a new leaf on the tree. Then the other day, it loses maybe a few leaves. Then the other day, there are a few new branches. Then maybe in specific seasons, it loses all the leaves. Then in a few seasons, it gains all the leaves again. Maybe if it's like a tree that has fruits, then there are some new fruits on it, etc., etc., etc. So, and you can do that with every single creation in this world, like with everything. With everything, especially with you. When you think about yourself, like why did God created us in a way that we're getting older, that we're always changing, like that our body is always changing, that our soul is kind of also always changing and experiencing new things? Because we are meant to be like this. Like, we're not meant to stay stagnant. So, and this is literally what I take from this part where they say like, hey, but your soul and spirit desires growth and significance. Because when you truly think about that, that we are made for growth and significance, like we're made for transformation. Everything else that is holding us back from transformation is not for us. And this should help you to reflect on it, why you shouldn't let your flesh literally lead yourself. Because your flesh just wants pleasure, comfort. It just want to have a good time and fun here. So it's not literally in alignment with growth and with the desires that God has for you. So, and like I said, to come back to get back into alignment. So like I said, one thing that I do is to go on fast. Like, there's so many specific forms of fast. I talked about that so many times in previous podcast episode. Like, you can do water fast, you can do 21 day Daniel fast, like there's so many other more fasts. So these are the two that I personally love to do. So either to go really completely dry and do the water fast, or to do this 21 day Daniel fast. These are the ones that I love to do, because then you're literally just, you just getting yourself into alignment like so fast. Because there's no way to cheat around, because you're literally committing yourself to really follow God's plan, like to really like follow the fast that he had for you. So that's something that I personally do, like I said. And of course, you can be in a fast like for your whole life. Like, that's something that I also needed to realize. Okay, hey, what do I do after the fast? Like, how do I keep my flesh in alignment with my spirit and my soul, etc., so that my spirit can truly lead me? And one thing that I can tell you is, like, it's a very basic one, and you probably think, wow, that's not like mind-blowing, but it is literally what helped me, is to really focus on the spiritual things, like to really build myself an environment that literally just forces me automatically to be more in my spirit than in my flesh. So what I mean by that, so if I know there's a place or there's an environment where I constantly lean more into being in my flesh, like to take all these bad decisions, to really seek pleasure, to seek all these worldly desires, etc., etc., is to really avoid these places, avoid these situations. So this is kind of like the same thing that I did when it came to my business. So back then, quick story, because I think this one is so helpful. Back then, when I was trying to build my business, I had a lot of problems to really be, I would say, disciplined. And this is kind of like the same situations like we have it with the flesh. Like, the reason why it's so hard for us to really be in our spirit and to let our spirit lead is because we're not disciplined enough to really focus on that. Like, we're letting ourselves too much, like I would say, lead from the flesh. So when I take a look at my about my like entrepreneurial journey, like, I just realized that I constantly jumped back into old patterns, and I was not really, I would say, capable of focusing on my business, is because my whole environment was made to focus on my 9-to-5 job and the life that I was living right now, and not the life that I wanted to live in the future. So what I did is that I did like a really big cut with everything, with my friends, with my work, with my, I would say, with my hobbies, like how I spent my time, etc., and said, okay, everything that does not lead me to the goal that I have in my life, so in your case, the spirit, everything that does not lead me to that, I would just cut it off. Like, I would just remove it out of my life, and I would add everything to it that leads me actually to my goal, everything that leads me, in this case, to the spirit. I know this one might be a bit confusing for some of you guys, but if you just see it from this perspective, very practical from the entrepreneurial side, it's kind of the same thing. You just need to create an environment where you can be more in the spirit. So what I did personally, for example, I was exchanging things. I was not constantly like trying to remove just everything. I was exchanging things. When I was seeking, I would say, these pleasures, for example, I want to watch Netflix and do all these things. Instead of watching Netflix, I was watching sermons. Or for example, instead of, I don't know, like talking to a friend, I was talking to God, literally. Instead of, I don't know, going on a walk and listening to music that literally just, I would say, just filled my flesh, just, I would say, gave me all these worldly pleasures, I tried then to even not hear music at all or to hear worship music. I hope that makes somehow like sense for you guys, but this is how I would recommend you to focus more on your spirit than your flesh, because I truly believe just if you let the spirit lead you, it can lead you to God. And when the spirit can lead you to God, this is where the real treasure is. This is where you will find true freedom. So I believe that the flesh will never lead you to God. The flesh will lead you to the world, but not to God. And this is the big problem that we're facing. So whenever you're asking yourself, okay, hey, why can't I hear God's voice? Why can't I hear from God? It's because the one that is driving the car right now does not know the way. So you need to switch. You need to let the spirit get in the front seat and drive you guys. So, and tell the other one to be quiet for a bit of a time till we arrive. You know, so this is what I would do, what I would recommend you guys. So I hope this was helpful. I know I could talk way more about that and go more into depth, but I feel like it would be just too much in one podcast episode. So maybe I will do a second one where I talk about this topic and talk about like, bringing yourself back into alignment with your spirit, to letting your spirit lead. But one thing that I can tell you, like one last word, focus on the spirit. Because where focus goes, energy flows. Like this is the most simple and basic one. The reason why your flesh is leading because you're focusing on the flesh and the flesh desires. So, but when you take the attention out of it, it has no longer power. It's the same thing with a person. Just imagine your flesh as a person. If you no longer give that person attention, you're taking the power out of this person. You are the one that is making this person so powerful and is giving that person so much power to influence you and to lead you. But if you're taking that attention away, what you can truly do, and you just put the attention on the one that you want to be led by, the spirit, then you will see what happens. It will lead you to God. Yeah, I hope this was helpful. And that's all I have to say about this topic. If you have any questions, you can just let me know on Instagram. I'm always down for a little chat about that. So, I wish you guys a good one.